Hello to everyone who has chosen to join us today. My name is Pat Warren, and my husband Charles and I have attended B4 for almost 10 years. My involvement here has been with the Family Discipleship Center, and most recently with the Connect Group focusing on book discussions. I want to welcome you to the weekly liturgy. Liturgy is simply a structured approach to worship, prayer, scripture reading, and reflection. We hope the next few minutes provide you with a chance to enter into God's presence and experience His love and grace wherever you are. Let's take some time now to enter into God's presence and settle our hearts. Spend the next few minutes simply listening to the music as it plays. If there are any worries of your day that are weighing heavy on you, offer these things to God and let Him hold them as you spend this time in His presence. Today's scripture reading is from Psalm 52. We will be reading from the NIV. It's helpful to know that the Bible tells us that David wrote this psalm when someone betrayed him, and that betrayal led to the death of an entire city of innocent men, women, and children. Why do you boast of evil, you mighty hero? Why do you boast all day long, you who are a disgrace in the eyes of God? You who practice deceit, your tongue plots destruction. It is like a sharpened razor. You love evil rather than good, falsehood rather than speaking the truth. You love every harmful word, you deceitful tongue. Surely God will bring you down to everlasting ruin. He will snatch you up and pluck you from your tent. He will uproot you from the land of the living. The righteous will see and fear. They will laugh at you, saying, "Here now is the man who did not make God his stronghold, but trusted in his great wealth, and grew strong by destroying others. But I am like an olive tree, flourishing in the house of God. I trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever. For what you have done, I will always praise you in the presence of your faithful people, and I will hope in your name, for your name is good." Let's take a few moments and reflect. Who does David say will ultimately judge his enemy? Have you ever wanted to speak words like this about an enemy? How does David describe himself? What do you learn about God from this psalm? What is my reaction when someone I am close to and I trust betrays me? My human tendency is either to lash out or keep silent, all the while harboring within my heart whatever they did. If I do this over a long period of time, it is likely I may become bitter. This will affect me in many ways, including my interaction with God and others. How do I know this is true? Because I have been guilty of it. But what does David do? He hands his feelings over to God and lets him hand out the justice deserved. Only God knows a person's heart and the reasons for their actions. Only God can punish in a way that is appropriate to the misdeed. Only God can remove any bitterness I have stored in my heart against someone. My goal is to keep my heart clean and pure and let God take care of the punishment. Forgiveness of whoever has sinned against me releases me to love them. And isn't this what God has called us to do? Let's spend our last few minutes together in prayer. We'll have three prayer prompts. Each will be followed by some time for you to speak to God. We serve a God who is the ultimate judge. He will set all things right. Spend a moment or two thanking God for His good judgment and justice. Is there a person or group in your life that feels like an enemy? Someone who it seems is sowing evil and injustice or is out to get you? Following the example of this psalm, spend a moment or two before God sharing your frustration. Then pray that God would judge them rightly. Other places in Scripture, we are told to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. Let's finish up our time together today by praying for whatever enemy you prayed against. pray that God would intercede in this person or group's life so they would come to know the truth of the gospel. You might want to spend some time listening after you pray to see if there's anything God would have you do to make your prayer a reality. Amen. Thanks for joining us today. If you know someone who would be encouraged by today's episode, feel free to share it with them. Also, make sure you are subscribed to the B4 podcast on iTunes or Spotify so you never miss an episode. Every Thursday, we drop a new episode of our weekly liturgy podcast. If you subscribe, you will also get our weekly teachings on Monday and our conversational podcast on Tuesday. Thanks for listening.